Blog Talk Radio.
Turmoil fans, welcome to the show. It's Sign Guy along with QT Vokes and Randy Zellers with you. Real fast before we jump into things, if you're looking for some wrestling today, AWR in Indianapolis, Indiana is running today, so make sure you go visit them if you're in that area of the country. Also want to point out, benefit show for Tracy Smothers has been announced. That will be on the 15th of November, so make sure you look for information for that as we raise funds for Tracy Smothers as he is in the hospital again battling a few different health problems, so we're trying to get some funds raised for him. Support that show if you can at all. And I want to bring our guest right onto the show today. He is out of the Las Vegas, Nevada area. He is the songbird of professional wrestling, Ricky Tenacious. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Is it me who's on your show? Yes, it is I, the songbird of professional wrestling, Ricky Tenacious. How are you doing today, my friend? Thanks for having me on.
Doing very well today. And since it happens to be your first time with us, we're going to start you with our traditional first-timer question today. What got you into the business of professional wrestling?
What got me into the business of professional wrestling? Well, I mean, to be honest, the everything about it. You know, I am what you could call a phenomenal performer. So wherever there's a stage, there's Ricky Tenacious. Where there's Ricky Tenacious, there is a stage. As William Shakespeare would say, all the world is a stage. So because professional wrestling offers me that spotlight, of course, it was destined for moi. But other than that, I've always loved the theatrics about it. The opportunity to not just be a character, but make people feel something. And, you know, I mean, who doesn't like wrestling? I mean, you know, wrestling has something for everybody. You know, it's not for everybody, but it is there for everybody. So as the character and the person that I am, I feel very distinguished and honored to be able to help people be entertained and to help lure them into my world, to distract them from the real world, if that makes any sense. So to answer your question in the shortest way possible, I'd have to say what got me into professional wrestling is the opportunity to entertain the masses.
Now, in this particular year, entertaining the masses has been a little more challenging, of course, with the current events in the world. But one of the things that has helped professional wrestling start to ease into some kind of normalcy is outdoor shows. A lot more promotions are using outdoor venues as they open their companies back up for business. You've been on a lot of outdoor shows in your career, I'm sure. What's your opinion of wrestling outdoors?
Outdoor wrestling? I mean, I love outdoor wrestling, to be honest. I mean, I'm in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada right now, and I can feel the sun shining on my skin. I can feel the breeze go through my hair. I love it. I love the feel, especially when it's really nice weather. And I think in the state of professional wrestling in the year 2020, I think doing shows outside is a great idea. There's a promotion called Game Changer Wrestling that operates on the West and East Coast. They're a pretty popular company. They've been doing basically all of their shows recently in outside venues, and it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. They did shows just like a huge park, you know, next to a lake. It's a beautiful site. It kind of reminds me of, I want to say it was the Backyard Wrestling video game, or it might have been another video game that I'm thinking of that has like all these different arenas. And so I feel like all these different outside venues just give a different feel and atmosphere to each event. You know, it just makes it that much more special. And like I said before, wrestling has something for everybody, you know? And so I feel like the different kinds of venues we see that are popping up this year help a lot more people get into wrestling. Cause you know, the fact of the matter is that the future of the professional wrestling business lies within new fans. And I think we can help get new fans through new venues. So
one
that's your question. I love it.
Absolutely. One of the things that has attracted fans to professional wrestling since the dawn of the industry has been wrestling managers. In the last several years, it's been sort of a dying art. You don't see very many at all on the national level. The independent still has quite a few, but the numbers there have dwindled in the last few years as well. I know that you've also worked with a few managers in your career. What do you think of just the role itself, the wrestling manager, and do you think that maybe it'll be something that comes back in a bigger way in the next few years?
I think that the role of the manager in professional wrestling is probably one of the most important roles that there are. I mean, you know, you look back on the greats of professional wrestling, and when you think of them, you also think of their manager. When you think of their manager, you think of who they are managing. The manager is there to help, you know, enhance the situation, there to help enhance the show, enhance the superstar, you know. I mean, when it comes to managers, I can't thank all of my managers enough. From my very first one, the producer Kane Churko, to the perfect manager Tumi Gucci, you know, it always helps to have that helping hand at ringside with you, you know, because, you know, sometimes I walk into all these different venues and all these shows, they don't understand the star power that Ricky Tenacious has. They don't really understand the blessing that has been bestowed upon them in watching me wrestle and watching me perform. And it's the manager who manages to help everybody understand who they are in the presence of. So I think managers are super duper important. Speaking of managers, I want to go ahead and give a few shout outs to some very hardworking managers that I know of. First and foremost, the perfect manager, Tumi Gucci, out of Arizona. He's been by my side for years now, and he's perfect for a reason. Okay. Another manager I want to talk about, Primo Pulpo, the Latin Kraken. Okay. I was just on his cooking show. That's right. We baked some songbird peeps. It was delicious. I was much more handsome than him. Didn't ask that question, but you ought to know it anyway. Primo Pulpo, Bobby Beamer, beautiful Bobby Beamer here in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's really great on the mic as well. You know, I you brought up earlier how you feel that the role of the manager is kind of like a dying role, or like you don't see a lot of them. And I think that is just all the more reason for more managers to get into wrestling, for more people to try to resurrect that and keep it alive and well. You know, I think there's plenty of great managers out there. They're just yet to be seen. So, you know, if there are any managers listening to this, then there is somebody. It just takes one person in a room full of 100 people, quoting my goddess, Lady Gaga, you know, to get noticed. So I think managers are super important, and I don't really see them going away anytime soon.
One of the other roles that helps enhance professional wrestling that I don't think gets all of the credit it really deserves is the ring announcer. Ring announcers, especially on the independent circuit, can vary quite a bit as far as quality and experience, but a bad ring announcer can really, really hurt a show. A good ring announcer can maybe help save a little bit of a show by injecting some enthusiasm that wasn't there before. I know it's something that not a lot of fans necessarily think about as being that big of a deal, but it definitely can be. I know you've worked with a wide range of ring announcers. Who would you say are some of the better ones out there right now?
I'm actually talking to them right now. I just want to tell a quick story based on that, what I just said. I know of plenty of announcers. Aaron Phillips, for example, he's here in Las Vegas. He actually does a majority of the ring announcing here in the Las Vegas wrestling scene, from what I've seen of. He has a really good voice. He's very well-rounded in being able to host an event, you know, very charismatic as well. Joshua Shibata, who is in California, but he's been announcing in Vegas pretty recently in the past couple of years now. He's really good. But yeah, I have to agree with what you're saying, man. You know, people don't really realize how important the ring announcer is. Yes, I'm sure there's some fans that don't realize that, but I think it's really within people who are running the show that might not realize. Less experienced promoters or bookers that don't realize how important it is that your announcer knows what they're doing. You can't just take somebody, throw them, you know, in a button-up and hope everything goes well. You know, although, you know, wrestling has caused subject to change, I'm going to tell you a little story right now. Future Stars of Wrestling, about 5 years ago, maybe a little bit more, I was trying to get my foot in the door. You know, they're doing shows at the Silverton Casino, you know, big crowd, 300 to 500 people. And I showed up to an event to help out, of course. That's what you do when you're trying to get noticed, you know. And they needed an announcer. I guess their announcer didn't show up for some reason, for whatever reason it was. And it just so happened that the day before I had a job interview, I had all of these dress clothes in my car. And so somebody comes up to me and they say, "Hey, man, do you know how to announce?" And I say, yes, I do. I've never announced a day in my life, okay? But there is nothing that Ricky Tenacious can't do, especially when it comes to being on the mic, when it comes to talking to massive crowds of people, and when it comes to being the center of attention. So you know I capitalized on that opportunity to get my foot in the door, to be seen in front of a crowd, and show everybody that, no, I'm not just a wrestler. I am an all-around performer. And so I went out there, and I feel like I knocked it out of the park, you know, and I feel like a big reason that I was able to put on that suit, get out there, announce the show, and do it with all the confidence in the world is because I have an experience in theater. Is because ever since I could remember, I've never had a problem with being in front of an audience of people, you know. But that's not to say it's easy to do. You know, there's an old saying, I believe it's when you have creativity with improvisation, you can accomplish a lot more. If you don't know what it is you're doing, you know, if you're not prepared, if you don't have an idea of what the job entails, you're probably going to fall flat on your face. But I believe that everybody needs to fail before they can succeed. You know what I'm saying? I think the ring announcing job is very, it's almost more than essential to any show, whether it's a professional wrestling show or really any show that involves an MC, a host, you know, because that's the first person that the audience is going to see. You know, that's the first voice they're going to hear. Whoever that is needs to, you know, they need to be the brightest person in the room at times, you know. They need to know how to get an audience ready for a night of wrestling. They need to be able to lead everybody in the proper direction, to pick things up when they're a little bit down. You know, it's so much more than just getting everybody's entrance information and then, you know, regurgitating it through the mic. You know, you really have to be an MC, basically. You know, you gotta be able to host. You gotta be able to lead the ship. You know, so just on that, like I said with my story, you know, you gotta be prepared for everything if you want to be in the professional wrestling business. If there's someone listening to this that's a student right now or is trying to get their foot in the door, you need to learn every single thing that you can about this business, okay? Do not just say to yourself, I'm just going to be a wrestler, okay? Nobody who is a wrestler now has ever only just been a wrestler, okay? You will be a referee. You might be a manager. You might be a ring announcer like I was. You might ring the bell. You might just be there to sell tickets, you know, whatever it is, man. But everybody gets their start somewhere. So hopefully that answers the question.
It definitely did. Well, at this point, we have a game on the show we like to play. We call it Word Association. I will throw out the names of some people that you most likely have come across during your career, and the first word or two that pops to mind is the answer. Are you ready for a round of Word Association?
Let's get it started in here.
First one, Funny Bone.
Death.
Dr. Cobblepot.
Green.
Matthias Starkey.
Promoter.
EJ Sparks.
Sparky.
Hollow Point.
Dad.
Mad Dog Milhouse.
A lot.
Owen Travers.
Gone.
Looney Bin.
No.
Referee Sean Rankin.
Hey.
And the last one, Robbie Litt.
Too lit to quit.
All right. Well, at this point in time, my co-host Randy Zellers is standing by. I know Randy's got questions. I'm going to pass things over to him.
All right. Hey, Randy.
Hey, what's up, Ricky, man? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty tenacious, if I don't say so myself.
Oh, tenacious. Yeah. Hey, tenacious is the key, my man.
Yeah. It's not just the last name. It's a lifestyle, brother.
That's right. That's amen on that one. Ooh wee. Make me want to go to church with that. I have to say, very entertaining match that you. I mean, well, actually, you was beating up Deshaun.
Deshade.
Yeah, Deshade. Yeah, you were just yeah. I mean, was that a chair that you was beating him up with, or was that a tray?
It was probably a little bit of both. Are you talking about the compound match we had?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a wild match, man. That was a lot, man. We did so much. We did so much
yes.
in that match. It was a lot. I'm still kind of sore from it, to be honest with you.
Ah, gotcha, man. Yeah, you guys. And with this pandemic, I mean, with this all this chaos going around the world. Do you still manage to get work during this time?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, whether it's as a performer or just as a person, you know, I think everyone's health has to come first. You know,
yep.
I love wrestling. I love performing just as much as the next guy. But I also like being alive and breathing and, being around the people that I love. So, you know, although it has really sucked not being able to wrestle as much in the this year. But, it's kind of necessary. But to answer your question of if it's hard to get work, here in Las Vegas, we recently Governor Sisolak just approved events of 250. And then I think you have to get approved to do an event of 1,200, I think it is, or maybe 1,000, something like that. So things are starting to open back up again, you know. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more shows that are going to pop up now on the West Coast and stuff like that. You gotta find what you can. You know, right now more than ever, I think companies need people, you know, and I think people need companies. So, you know, if you really want it, you just gotta go out there and get it. I mean, I'm not saying that at the end of the day, it's probably a little bit more difficult to get a spot because everybody is trying to get, you know, where they can. You know, but that is until they realize that Ricky Tenacious already hit up the promoter. Then it's like, oh, man, what chance do I have now? That guy is so charismatic and has the greatest voice and is so handsome, too. Did you know that he's been wrestling for, like, over 5 years now? And that he has one of the coolest characters and gimmicks that's not even a character and a gimmick. It's actually really just him. Man, what competition is that all about, right? So, yeah, I think the closer we get to the end of this year, the more opportunity we're going to see.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely on that one. Do you have any kind of road stories?
Road stories? Ooh.
Yeah.
Road stories. Okay, let me think about this one. Road stories. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. So I was wrestling for a promotion called 3PW in California, owned by my friend Tony Reyes. And he wanted a carload of Vegas to go to the show. And I was not about that at all. I said, listen, man, you got to email me. You got to PayPal me half my deposit for my rate, okay? And you got to organize a private jet for me to get there and make sure that it's exactly 72 degrees in there and that the cooler is full of mango Capri Sun and make sure that there's plenty of banana bread and an open bar available as well. But basically, a few Facebook conversations later, we ended up settling on me going in a car with four other individuals that are on that show. And, man, it was more packed than I would like to admit, honestly. I mean, just thinking about it now, I'm kind of already feeling uncomfortable. I mean, shoulder to shoulder with just a heavyweight wrestler and then a luchador wrestler who can only speak Spanish. It's hot in the car. We're in there for 4.5 hours. I thought I was going to throw up eventually. Okay. And then, you know, but of course, to help pass the time, I just start singing my road songs, you know, like this one, for example. Life is a highway, and I'm going to ride it all night long. Life is a highway. Anyway, yeah, but you get it. But yeah, it was just a really packed car ride. It's just kind of one of those stories that reminds you of, like, what some people do for the sake of entertaining people, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and I was just saying, hey, I would have paid some good money to come out and see you wrestle. You're pretty entertaining. Pretty entertaining yourself, man.
Yeah.
And one of the other videos that I saw was a promo. You were waking up. Answering a title challenge for the AIWF title or something like that.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, Rick James, come on. I was like, oh, shoot. And that's what answered my next question. You're just into all kinds of music, aren't you?
Yeah, man, all kinds of ranges of music for me, man. You know, I feel like music is, like, the easiest way to help express yourself, you know, through the just different situations in your life and different moments, you know, especially, you know, we all get sad, we all get happy, and we always come across that one song that just really sums up how we feel for 2 minutes and 46 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So that song, Give It To Me, Baby, Give It To Me, is that your regular song that you go out to the ring as?
Well, it was kind of just one of those songs that summed up how I felt in that moment. I mean, you're talking about an opportunity to challenge for heavyweight championship, and I say, give it to me, baby. Give me that opportunity, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't win that open challenge. I should have, honestly. I think somebody toyed with the ballots, maybe. But, you know, yeah, I mean, I don't regret putting it out by any means.
Hey, that was one awesome promo. And let's see here. And did you have any kind of singing background or any athletic background that you like to share with Turnbuckle?
Musical theater, my friend. I've been in several musicals, from Annie playing Annie. That might sound weird. I've also been in Avenue Q. I've also been in a few original productions. But the biggest production I've been in is called Ricky Tenacious's Career. So... Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, yeah.
Hey.
I mean, I've. Yeah. Wrestling. Hey, every time I wrestle, it's like a Broadway show.
Yes, it is. I mean, no other way to do it is to invest in yourself and to invest in yourself and everything else, and everything comes together and you got a good following going.
Yeah, man, you already know what it is.
Heck yeah. And how many years have you wrestled for? 5 years?
I've actually been wrestling now for 8 years. I'm 23 years old, so you can do that math. I've been wrestling pretty much most of my life.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, man, I hope you keep up the good work, and hopefully when all this chaos, you know, blows over, maybe we can have you come up to Washington and wrestle.
Oh, yeah? I would love
Washington.
That, man.
Yeah,
I think Washington needs Ricky Tenacious, to be honest. I'm not sure who wrestles there, but whoever it is, probably pretty boring. Whatever promotion you're thinking of, man, I'm pretty sure I could really light up any room, brother. You give me the date and time, and I'll be there. You send a private jet, and I'll be there.
Mango, please, son. Shoot, I hooked that up. Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed. All righty, man. I would have to go ahead and pass the mic over to my main man, QT. QT, man, take it away, brother.
Well, thank you, Randy. Hello, Ricky.
Hey.
Just a word of advice, Ricky. If you plan to come up to Washington State and you have your and you use Randy Zellers as a booking agent, you'd probably be flying by biplane instead of jet.
Okay. Bro, that's something else right there. Well, I mean, hey, man, whoever can help me get out to Washington, send them my way, brother.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ricky, you talked to a sign guy earlier about the entertainment part of wrestling. Were you a big fan of the Don Morocco Mr. Fuji comedy team?
You know what? I'm honestly, you might get mad at this, but I'm actually not super duper familiar. I started watching wrestling probably around the 2002 era. Don't worry, I have the network. I've been watching loads of old stuff, but I do think I need to watch a little bit more John LaRocco. I am aware of Mr. Fiji, though, one of the most legendary managers out there, and I'm sure it was a great, fantastic bit that I should probably study up on. But if there is anybody else for you to study up on, it's probably myself. If you really just want to be entertained, feeling sad sometime, you're feeling happy as well. If you ever get into a relationship or maybe you break up with somebody, remember that Ricky Tenacious is always there for you and for the people.
Wow. Well, if I ever go through a wicked breakup, kind of like a Fatal Attraction, I will refer to your videos. Yes.
Cool.
Fatal Attraction. I think that was with Glenn Close or someone like that. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, Ricky, I saw your YouTube video that Randy Zellers brought up. It was Ricky Tenacious answers the Owen Travers All Wrestlers Open Challenge for the Arizona Wrestling Federation title.
Yep.
I saw that. Well, Ricky, if you stop the video at the 40-second mark, and the 41-second mark, you are passing a wrestling-framed picture on your right-hand side that has photographs of many wrestlers.
Yep, that's true.
And in red capital letters are the words Battle Royal in all red letters, and the picture frame itself looks to be 4 feet tall. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners, who is in this big frame pictures, and does it contain any autographs?
So I probably couldn't tell you exactly who is on that. I know it's plenty of legends, but that poster is actually from the Cauliflower Alley Club. I'm an official member. So is my father. We go there just about every year. We're sponsors of the reunion as well. If you don't know about it, it's a really great cause. It helps out legendary wrestlers, both past, present, and future. We picked up a lot of memorabilia there. That's one of the pieces we picked up. That's from one of their older shows. They do a show here in Vegas every single year. It's very traditional. It's a very prestigious show to be part of. So that's pretty much what that poster is. But I can't pinpoint exactly who was on it. I know I pass by it all the time, but I'm just so busy being on all kinds of other posters and other shows nowadays. But I can guarantee you it's plenty of legends. I mean, so many different wrestlers have graced the stage at CAC. That's why it's such a prestigious show to be part of and an occasion that I'm so honored to have been part of these past few years.
Well, yeah, Ricky, the Cauliflower Alley Club is a subject that we go over and have mentioned many times on the show. What was
Fantastic.
The first Cauliflower Alley Club? What year was your debut with the CAC?
Well, my official debut, I want to say it was maybe, I got to go through my memories here. Probably 2015, I want to say. I was fortunate to, that was the first year that I was featured on the show, sponsored by Big Valley Wrestling. In a featured match, I was on the same show as the legendary Jushin Thunder Liger. That was such an amazing experience. The Gold Coast Hotel and Casino. I got to share the locker room with a few other legendary names, such as Tokyo Monster Kahega. I believe Adam Pearce was at this event. He was watching as well. You know, there's plenty of opportunity at the CDC. That's why it's such a great occasion to be part of. But that was probably the first time I got featured on a match. But I know 2 years before that, I was involved in the ginormous and overflowing casino battle royale they have there that a lot of guys sign up to be on. You know, everyone's looking for that opportunity to shine. So, and I was one of those guys, you know. So, but now I'm not just one of those guys. Now I'm Ricky Tenacious, the songbird of professional wrestling. So I think I've come quite a long way, and I definitely couldn't have gotten to the place I am now without being on a stage like CEC and have such great resources from great minds in wrestling, like Sin Bodhi, who's there every single year, always dropping knowledge. It's such a great time. So.
Yeah, I saw Adam Pearce wrestle up here in Washington State, and he was part of the Reno Scum.
Oh, yeah, the Reno Scum. Wow.
Yes. Oh, okay. Now, Ricky, one of the years at CAC, there was an incident of food poisoning. Were you there that year? And
what? Food poisoning?
Yes.
And where were you at this one?
No, but I heard about it. Yes. Food poisoning at the CAC.
Oh, I know nothing about that. I mean, I've been to the banquet before. They always serve very delicious food. I mean, if that happened, I was not there for it. And I really hope nobody got too sick from food poisoning. Who knows? It could have been an allergic reaction or something like that. But, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the CAC has always provided the utmost best service to all of its attendees.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
How good of a cribbage player are you?
I have never once played cribbage in my life. That sounds like an old people kind of thing.
Oh, well, it's a very standard, how would you say, endeavor or pastime at CAC, the cribbage tournaments.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have heard about that before. Yeah. Well, you know, I've never really been old enough or qualified, in my opinion, to really play that game. I'm usually too busy recording hit singles in the studio, so forgive me for that.
Oh, okay, hit singles, yes. Okay, well, it's my hope one day that you could produce a hit single with Randy Zellers, kind of like a Rick James type thing, yes.
Yeah, well, hey, man, you get Randy Zellers my number, and maybe we can make some stuff happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Ricky, in that video with Owen Travers, All Wrestlers Open Challenge, at the 40-second mark, if you freeze the video, you can see off to your right a cat stand where your cats can scratch their claws.
Yeah.
How many cats do you have, and what are your
cats'
names?
How many cats do I have? A lot more than I could probably remember, to be honest. I love animals. Animals usually love me. I'm a big fan of White Claw as well, so I thought that cats would probably be the best pet to have. Although I am a songbird, and birds usually don't tend to mix very well with cats, but I'm here to change that standard. You know, I'm here to change history. So far, it's been so good. Cats can kind of be pretty manipulative sometimes, but for the most part, they are there when you need them. So, yes, I do own a range of animals.
Wow, all right, okay. Were you a big fan of Frankie the Parrot in wrestling?
I do like parrots. I'm not familiar with Frankie the Parrot. But, I mean, if somebody said, hey, man, here's a parrot, why don't you come up to the ring with him, I think we would fly pretty high together.
He was with the legendary Coco Beware. Coco Beware.
Oh, you know what? I was honestly, I've watched a good amount of Coco Beware, but I was always so focused on how he would beat so much ass that I kind of didn't really ever pay attention to what the commentators would call the bird or what he would call the bird. Again, I'm usually just so busy recording his single. So, you know, I try to balance things out between watching wrestling and keeping up with my work as a top recording artist and professional wrestler at the same time.
Wow. Okay. Okay. Well, in that video, the Owen Travers video, who was the lady that entered from the right and who was
that? Is my stage manager. That is my stage manager. Her name is Stephanie, and she's there for me when, you know, I just have too much work to focus on. You know, she's there to help keep me in check, make sure I'm on time, make sure I'm on schedule. She pretty much does all the things that I don't want to care about.
Well, she certainly has stylish glasses. Can you tell her that, the glasses?
Yeah, I certainly will.
Wow, all right. Okay. And what was she whispering in your ear about a 30 to 60 second time limit? What was that all about?
It's some dumb restriction for that certain promo. They really tried to put a cap on Ricky Tenacious. You can't do that. You can't limit me. You know, you're basically hurting the fans and the audience, in my opinion, but she had to let me know. And that's kind of why the video cut off. And that's probably why I didn't win that particular challenge. Yeah, but speaking of other challenges, I actually want to move the focus away from this video you keep referencing, and I want to talk about something a little bit more modern going on in Las Vegas, and that's the Nevada State title for Future Stars of Wrestling. I was recently in a qualifying match against Hiro Lu, this big Samoan dude. A wellness checkup on, okay? Make sure, you know, he's not, you know, drinking too much juice because that guy is pumped. And so according to the rule books, he beat me with a spear. But the thing is that I firmly believe that, number one, he was not even qualified to be in that match. Okay, so I think a rematch is in store. But the big controversy here about challenges is that there was recently a wild card qualifier match at FSW. For all the losers, which I know I'm not, but all of these so-called losers, quotation marks, I'm doing with my hands right now. I'm not sure if you can see it, even though we're over the phone. And there was a big, big multi-man match that I wasn't part of, okay? And that's partly because I was already booked just yesterday. I got off a plane from France doing a big old signing there. I'm kind of a big deal. Don't worry. I wore my face mask and everything. I'm totally clean. You don't have to worry about being 6 feet from your phone right now. But I think when it comes to challenges, it's pretty challenging for me to understand why FSW did not contact me and did not make me part of that match. Why I didn't get the opportunity that I know I deserve to get that, not just the second chance, but the first chance I should have gotten originally. So when you want to talk about titles, the FSW Nevada State title is definitely on my mind 24/7, especially living here in Las Vegas and being one of the most charismatic performers in Nevada right now.
Well, that's your match against that big guy was probably a polar opposite of a match that I saw you and you were wrestling a lady named Lacey Ryan. You remember
Lacey
that?
Lacey Ryan at FSW. Oh yeah, Lacey Ryan. Yeah, she's pretty good. I mean, I can't really deny it. She's not tenacious, but I mean, yes, we had a match. It was a one-on-one match. And that finishing move she has where she jumps off the top rope, does a thing into another thing, and then turns it into a neck breaker. In my opinion, that's kind of illegal, but I don't think the rules. I usually just break them. But yeah, Lacey Ryan, without a doubt, one of the top woman professional wrestlers on the West Coast right now, probably in the United States eventually. I have no doubt in my mind that she is going to get signed in the next year, maybe even less than that. Just as much as chances I have of getting another sponsorship deal for all of my fantastic records.
I was amazed in that match with Lacey Ryan at the 7 minute and 40 second mark. You grabbed onto the second ring ropes with each hand on each side of the turnbuckle, and you flipped your legs over your head, and you hung upside down and serenaded the crowd with the YMCA song.
YMCA, that's right. I mean, hey, man, you know, when you mean something, you got to sing it. You know, whenever there's an opportunity to show people how talented you are, I take it, you know, and that's just one of those examples. The the infamous YMCA headstand that I do in the corner, you know, I'm honestly very, very different compared to pretty much any other wrestler you might have on here. You know, not everybody has the willingness to entertain like I do and has the performative nature that I do or the creativity that I do or the versatility that I do because I wrestle not just men but also women, you know. It's 2020. It's the time of equality, equal rights, equal fights, brother.
Well, I was amazed that he took three straight clotheslines from Lacey at the 9 minute and 30 second mark, the 9 minute and 32, and the 9 minute and 34 second mark. You survived her clotheslines.
Yes, I did. Yeah, she does CrossFit, and I felt that in every single one of them. But, hey, it's not about how many times you get knocked down. It's about how many times you get back up. And I got back up after those three clotheslines.
I hear that you did, yes. And, you know, Ricky, based on what I saw in your match with Lacey Ryan, I'm going to guess, and this is video analysis, the top three of your favorite village people are Felipe Rose as the Indian, Glenn Hughes as the guy that wears leather, and Randy Jones as a cowboy. Am I pretty close?
You are nowhere near anywhere accurate with any of those people you just named. I mean, Ricky Tenacious is Ricky Tenacious, man. I mean, sure, I've got plenty of wrestlers I can tell you that inspired me to be a wrestler. There's plenty of musical performers like Lady Gaga, Elvis Presley. When it comes to wrestlers, we got Jeff Hardy, we got Rey Mysterio. But at the end of the day, Ricky Tenacious is one of a kind. Okay, all these other guys you just named, those are, I mean, those. I feel like they're just different shades of somebody else. Okay, Ricky Tenacious, he's one of a kind, one in a million, if I don't say so myself.
Are there any truths to the rumors out of Shelton, Washington, that Chris Jericho personally called you and asked if you would like a tryout for his band, Fozzy? Any truth to those rumors?
I cannot confirm or deny them, and I'm not saying there was a non-disclosure agreement, but I am saying that Chris Jericho is one of my favorite wrestlers. Next question.
Oh, okay. Well, how would you compare Lacey Ryan versus Dr. Cobblepot, who you faced in an outdoor ring under a cloudless blue sky? How would you compare these two wrestlers?
Very descriptive of you. I would compare them in experience for sure. Dr. Cobblepot was somebody who was trying to mix chemicals of being a professor and being a professional wrestler, and that really exploded in his face. And then Lacey Ryan, I mean, she's been, when I wrestled her, she was 7 years into the business, I believe. So, you know, she she definitely packed a punch with every single strike. She packed a lot of knowledge. If you go to her Facebook page, you'll see all these videos of her training just about every single day. She just debuted for Shimmer. She was also on Primetime Live as well, you know. So, I mean, she was definitely someone that there's no shame in losing to. I would very much like a rematch with her, you know, to show her how hard I've trained since our first encounter.
Wow, very good. Yeah, I'd like to see you go. Have an overall record against her of 1-1. That would be good. No ties.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in your match with Dr. Cobblepot, were you surprised that he did not use the entrance music? He blinded me with science from Thomas Dolby. Were you surprised he didn't use that?
I'm surprised that he actually thought he could beat me in the first place. You know, I haven't really heard of him since. I don't really plan to either. I think he still has a lot of work to do. And I also think that you need to stop talking about all these other wrestlers. You know, I'm trying to be professional here, and I think you need to realize what kind of a gift that Ricky Tenacious really is right now and has been for the past 30 minutes on your show. And I'm pretty sure the viewers have skyrocketed since I got on this show. So how about you just talk about Ricky Tenacious instead of hyping up all these people that want to say they beat me when they they've only ever beat me in their dreams, okay? So how about you ask me maybe about when my next solo is going to come out, when my next duet is, what's my next championship, how handsome I am, how do I keep up such a great voice, how have I lasted so long in this business? But instead you want to talk about all these other mid-tier wrestlers when you have a top-tier wrestler talking to you right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I did see that you beat down another wrestler in the driveway when you did a kind of like a sneak attack and you were delivering food. That must have been a seminal moment for you.
Oh, most definitely, man. Yeah, that was prior to my match with Tashay, the big compound match that your co-host referred to before. He ordered Postmates, and I just wanted to make sure that he understood to tip me well. You know, and sometimes you got to beat that into some people because you'd be surprised at how many people don't tip delivery drivers.
I hear that like Domino's Pizza. Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. Well, Ricky, are there any truths to the rumors, another rumor out of Shelton, Washington, that you are forming a rock trio called Songbird Peeps with wrestler Funny Bone and Geddy Lee of Rush, now that Rush is disbanded?
Well, when it comes to working with Funny Bone, he's kind of a hard guy to get a hold of, considering that he's kind of a dead guy, you know. So I'm not sure who you heard that rumor from. I'm not sure if you're getting any of these questions from maybe like a Magic 8 Ball or something. That's kind of what it sounds like, to be honest with you. But as far as a trio goes, I mean, I can't confirm or deny that. I have a lot of people who want to work with Ricky Tenacious, okay? Everybody wants to party with me. They want to learn from me. They want to read with me. They want to sing with me. They want to wrestle with me. They want to drive in a car with me. They want to go on a walk with me. They want to talk with me. They want to get an interview with me. They want to buy my merchandise. They want to walk with me as well. You know, I'm not sure what that means, but that's all the kids are saying nowadays.
I mean, I saw some of your T-shirts that you're selling. I think I saw a black and yellow one, and you are striking a disco pose. Those look very good. How are T-shirts going for you these days?
Those are my exclusive Hamilton Tenacious T-shirts. If you've heard of the hit Broadway musical Alexander Hamilton, also known as just Hamilton, it's one of my favorite musical pieces to listen to. It really sums up how my life, honestly. There's a million songs I haven't sung, yo, but just you wait. I think it's a great show. I wanted to bring part of me into my wrestling career, so that's how I did it with the shirt. And as far as how they're selling, they're almost sold out, as a matter of fact. I actually only have one more size large. I think I have five smalls left, a few mediums. For the most part, I ordered like 30 of them, and about more than half of them were gone within the first week. So if you want one, you can contact me on Facebook at Ricky Triforce Tenacious, or you can hit me up on Instagram at Songbird of Wrestling to order your shirt now.
Well,
$25, by the way.
Oh, $25. That ain't that.
Yeah, that's a bargain right there. You know, 20/20 deal, and that includes shipping as well. Because
wow.
I'm an all-in-one kind of guy.
Holy shit! That those would make good Hanukkah gifts. Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Well, Ricky, when you fly up here, and I'm going to say Randy will try to get you up here in a biplane. I'm sure he'd buy one of your shirts. Yeah.
I would hope Randy, so. I'm pretty sure that'd probably be part of the deal.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Stein Guy and keep listening to Rick James. Yes.
I hope Rick James keeps listening to me.
Back to you, Stein Guy.
Thank you, QT. Well, Ricky, we have had in wrestling's history a number of wrestlers put out successful music albums, people like Jerry Lawler, Ricky Morton, Coco Beware, they've all put out great musical albums. Even Kamala a few years ago put out a music album that was well received. Are we going to be seeing any Ricky Tenacious music albums hit the sound waves here in the next few months?
You know, people have been asking me that for years now. And it's just not as easy as they think. I mean, I just am full of ideas, full of inspirations, full of motivation, you know, that I want to put into the grandest album that you could think of when you think of Ricky Tenacious. Because when you think of Ricky Tenacious, you don't just think of, oh, mediocre or okay or I'll listen to it later. Ricky Tenacious is a gotta-have-it-now kind of entity, brother. Okay, so, you know, when it comes to an album that I would produce and make and create and put out into this world, I could not just settle for something that I make in a month. Okay, although I am talented enough to do it, I want to put out quality content. Masterpieces take a long time to make is what I'm saying.
Definitely understand that. In addition to albums, we've seen any number of pieces of merchandise be sold to wrestling fans, whether it is T-shirts, hats, keychains, magnets, what have you. What are some of the pieces of merchandise that fans potentially could have for their Ricky Tenacious collections?
Well, you know, this morning I had a cup of top ramen that was made especially for me. There's a little bit of ramen left in there. If they want to purchase that, I'm sure we can start the bidding at $100. My mouth touched it, and my mouth is kind of what produces a lot of the magic, no pun intended. And so, you know, if you're interested in that, then hit me up on at Songbird of Wrestling.
I'm not sure that's the greatest piece of merchandising in 2020, but
yeah.
Hopefully people...
Yeah, but hey, man, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, because if you actually are the recipient of such a piece of merchandise, I will wrap it, okay? I will wrap it up, double wrap it in saran wrap. I'll spray it with disinfectant spray, and I'll even put a few face masks on it for just a good measure. So don't worry, I'm fully prepared for the 2020 culture of wrestling merchandise. Speaking of other merchandise, as I said before, I have the Tenacious Hamilton shirts. Very few are left. If you want them, hit me up at Songbird of Wrestling on Instagram. $25. I also have some 8x10s if you want some inspiration for how to look as a wrestler. I mean, I have one of the best physiques on the West Coast, no doubt about it. A lot of people like to compare me to Alexander Hammerstone. So, yeah, I mean, the possibilities are endless, you know. But, I mean, when you talk about merchandise, I think if I touched it, it has value to it. It has value to it.
Well, Alexander Hammerstone has wrestled in the state of Washington, so hopefully we will see Ricky Tenacious actually get here as well.
I would hope so.
Yeah. We are down to the last few minutes of the show today, and I want to make sure you have ample time. If there is anything you would like to say to the listeners today, plug and promote anything and everything, the social media, upcoming appearances, merchandise, your favorite bookstore, anything in the world, floor is yours.
All right. Hi, everybody. This is Ricky Tenacious here, songbird of professional wrestling, the greatest thing to grace the stage of professional wrestling, the guy who's going to change the culture of it as well, and the guy who you dream about every single night, the guy that every guy wants to be, and the guy that every woman wants in her bed. So, yeah, it's like that. As I said before, if you want to follow me on Instagram, at Songbird of Wrestling, Facebook, Ricky Triforce Tenacious, or the Songbird of Professional Wrestling, Ricky Tenacious. I wrestle for Big Valley Wrestling and Future Stars of Wrestling here in Las Vegas. I've also wrestled for 3PW in California as well as Alpha Omega Wrestling. I'm currently in pursuit to be involved in another qualifying match that I so well deserve for the Nevada State title at Future Stars of Wrestling. So maybe go over to their Facebook and tell them how you feel about me. Tell them why I deserve another shot in the tournament. And again, I only have so many Tenacious Hamilton shirts left. If you want one, hit me up. I don't have any extra large left, but if you really want one, you can request it and I can probably send in a personal order for it. It might be a little bit expensive, but you pay what you get for. It will be worth it, I'm sure. And I also want to give a shout out to my friends over at Indie Stars. That's on Facebook.com as well as Instagram. If you're a professional wrestler or really any kind of artist and you need some editing work done, whether it's for a music video, a promo, if you need graphics done, if you're a promoter and you own a company, you need match cards made, Indie Stars is the way to go. Or you can also hit up my friend Ben Halcombe, a.k.a. Ben Hall, one of the best referees in the United States right now, if I don't say so myself. And, yeah, make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. Hit me up about a shirt. And, you know, usually what I like to do on these occasions, since you were so nice to have me on your show, usually I like to end things with a little song. Is that okay? Do you think it's too much? Do you think you deserve it? Do you think the fans of Turnbuckle Turmoil deserve to be serenaded by the songbird of professional wrestling, Ricky Tenacious?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, yeah?
Rick,
yes, please.
Well, Ricky, we want to thank you for being on the show today. We definitely appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Hopefully we'll get you back on here in the future to talk some more. And I want to wish you the best of luck as you continue on with your career.
All right, brother. Thank you very much for having me. And just a little outro here. I wrote a little something just for you. Turnbuckle Turmoil. Asking questions about other wrestlers trying to make me feel spoiled. That's just one of the lyrics I wrote. Okay? I have a whole song. If you want it, you got to pay for it. Other than that, thank you very much for having me. At Songbird of Professional Wrestling, Ricky Tenacious, hit up Big Valley Wrestling, hit up Future Stars Wrestling, hit up Indie Stars, contact me for a shirt, and thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Ricky.
Much. We definitely appreciate it. Fans, definitely if you see Ricky on a show, go buy some merchandise, go buy a ticket, watch what he does. We'll be back with you next week. 1 week from today, we have with us the Norseman, Ernest Olsen. He should be a great guest, so make sure you have plans to be with us, and we will talk to you soon.